Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, we wish to thank the two coordinators, Ireland and Spain, for their excellent report. In line with the principles raised in international aid effectiveness processes, Sweden believes that the national ownership and the political will of partner countries is key to achieving sustainable development. In our view, cooperation on mine action needs to be fully integrated into the regular development dialogue. This is, in our opinion, the best way to tackle remaining challenges such as uncleared land and assistance to survivors. Sweden doesn't distinguish between the development assistance that we provide to mine and cluster munition survivors in accordance with the conventions we are party to, and the support we provide to the healthcare sector as a whole in affected countries. Swedish support to sustainable healthcare infrastructure and personnel, and to medical education, training and services in such countries, and as part of their own development strategies, is estimated to around 100 million euro over the recent 5-year period. We would like to emphasize the linkage with the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which sets a wider framework to address comprehensively the needs of survivors and their full and equal participation in society in the respective states' parties. This perspective has been instrumental in moving the accessibility agenda forward in many countries worldwide. I thank you, Mr. President.